And now for a few of your letters and our attendant apologies. Chris Dahlin wrote in to note that I referred to the Mormons as having wacky beliefs, writes Dahlin, quote, I'm sure that, like Imus, she was just making a slip, but it struck me as bad form. I'm not a Mormon, and I have trouble swallowing the idea that Jesus will come back to earth in Missouri. Maybe Ohio would make more sense. It's a tighter swing state. Still, I personally try not to offend people's sincere and closely held beliefs if they don't offend me. Perhaps, like Imus, Ms. Gladstone should offer a simple apology to her Mormon listeners. Good idea. I apologize.
On our piece about how classical violinist Joshua Bell played in the D.C. Metro and no one stopped to listen, Brian Bierne of New York City suggests we missed an obvious possibility that, quote, maybe most of the folks who ignored Bell just aren't fans of classical music. And maybe the fact that somebody doesn't like classical music doesn't necessarily mean they're suffering from soullessness or are unable to appreciate beauty. Is that so hard to believe?
Last February, we discussed the LA Times' coverage of an incident of black-on-white crime. In the intro, we criticized that paper for running too few stories prior to the verdict and passing the story around among reporters. We should have said prior to the trial. In fact, the Times ran more than 40 stories when the case went to trial, 30 of them written by one reporter. We probably should have given the Times a call about that. We apologize for the error.